Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. This week, we are talking with Jenny Levier, a contributing writer at vansage.com and full-time van lifer. Jenny has her own van life podcast. It's excellent. I highly recommend it. You can find it at adventuresfromthevan.com or search in your favorite podcast app for Adventures from the Van. Okay, let's get right into the show. So where are you now, Jenny?
So I am actually back in Salt Lake City, which is where I've claimed as my home base for the 2 years I've been on the road. It's where I lived. I lived here for 5 years before I started traveling. And I am back here right now to just take care of a bunch of things and to prepare for a long, extended adventure away from Salt Lake. So a bunch of van projects, and I'm actually getting rid of my storage unit. Like, the last few things I've been holding on to will now all be gone. So taking care of some big projects, doing the less glamour side of van life for a week.
Yeah. Sure, maybe less glamorous, but nonetheless reality, right?
It's exactly reality. Definitely not the reality that's talked about quite so much, but the necessary stuff.
So yeah. as far as the realities that we don't see, you know, I mean, one of the things that I intentionally did when I started vansage.com was, you know, I decided there won't be any girls doing yoga on vans.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's enough of that out there.
It's almost all there is. I mean, you know, it's like, right. It's like there, of course, there are many exceptions and some really, and some of those, don't get me wrong, some of those sites and those crews, you know, those usually couples, you know, are doing really great work and girls doing yoga on vans gets a lot of clicks, and I get it. It makes perfect sense. But I just didn't want the distraction. And I will not say that girls on vans doing yoga won't show up someday.
True.
It could happen.
I do think it is nice to have a bit of a balance, because as I talk to people on the road and tell them some of my actual van life stories, I actually love to call it real life van life.
Because
it's like, this is the actual stuff that you're not seeing.
Yeah.
Kind of the harder stuff and, like, the not glamorous stuff. It's, you know, I think some people don't realize just how much work van life is and how, yeah, you have those glamorous moments. Like, this is why we do it. We've got the shots out the back of the van in a beautiful landscape. But, like, there's a lot more to it. And I don't think it's perfectly represented out there.
Sure. Well, and I think most of the documentary work so far has been done non-professionally. But at some point, somebody's going to really crank down and do, you know, get a crew is going to be paid to follow some van lifers around and witness the reality. Hell, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, if you know where to sign up, let me know.
Yeah,
<that's... laughs> I'd be more than happy to just get paid to live my life and have someone record it.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's done some guest posting on vansage.com is called Vanholio. Have you seen his post? He's definitely all about the reality. Yeah, he's hilarious, and I'm hoping actually to get him on the Campervan Podcast, because he's just really to the point and straightforward. He's a Texan, and he doesn't pull punches, and he's really interesting dude. Yeah. And in fact, he's kind of built his brand around the realities of van life. So anyway, well, enough about him. I'll hopefully get him on the show.
Yeah.
So right now you're kind of doing a transition from you were in Colorado.
Yes, I was in Colorado for a long time, actually. Most of the last year, I kind of bounced all around Colorado. And now I'm getting ready to really travel more the way that I did my first year on the road, which was moving every few days, going through a lot of states, kind of doing a cross-country trek again.
Yeah, and we have some evidence of your last 6 months in coronavirus quarantine article.
Yeah.
Which has been recently updated, and it's a good one. Go to vansage.com and just use the search function to or just go to the click on the blog, and you can see Jenny's excellent article about quarantine times in Colorado. So I want to get back a little bit to what you're going through in and back to the realities, the harsh realities, what you're going through in Salt Lake City. So do you have repairs to do on your van? First of all, why don't you tell us what your van is? What's your platform?
Yeah. So I live out of a 2006 Dodge Sprinter 2500. So the shorter Sprinter.
And that's a 158, I believe. Yes.
It's 144, I think.
Oh, it's a 144 2006. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's teeny.
That's my favorite Sprinter is the 144.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's me and a very big dog, but we fit in here perfectly. When we've had guests along the way, it's not a great it wouldn't be an easy setup to have two humans and a giant dog. But for me and my dog, it's awesome, especially with the shorter wheelbase, because driving around is a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I live in this 2006 Dodge Sprinter. I got it like 2.5 years ago and then did my own build. And these Sprinters are notorious for rust. So that's sort of been a never ending battle. And it is an older vehicle. So it's got all of the fun things that older vehicles surprise you with along the way. So I'm back in Salt Lake City right now actually to deal with a leaky roof. And I got that project done the last few days, taking like the solar panels off, dealing with rust, sealing the seams along the top of the roof is typically what leaks on these. So resealing all that, repainting. And now today I'm actually going to attempt doing my own rear brake with a friend who is mechanically inclined to supervise me. But I'm going to do brakes and then a bunch of like the smaller things that just need to be taken care of. So doing my oil change, changing out air filters, some of those little smaller maintenance items also before I hit the road again.
Gotcha. And as far as your interior build, is all that where you want it to be? All the little details of...
Yeah. The one other thing I'll do probably before I hit the road is a little adjustment to my electrical. I added another solar panel back in the spring in preparation for hopefully upgrading my batteries soon from AGM batteries to lithium batteries. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of doing that in stages as I approach winter. A lot of this is kind of in preparation for winter. Winter's hard on these vans and I chase snow. So getting ready for what winter will be like in here. But the inside, I did my own build and I'm super happy with it. There really hasn't been anything in here besides upgrading the electrical that I've wanted to change. So it's just it's mostly trying to keep the body of the van alive as long as the rest of it.
Sure. And your heating system is?
Yeah. So I ended up doing the S-Bar. I think it was the DL. It came out last year. And I put it in the fall, getting ready for winter. So it's a diesel heater. It runs right from my fuel tank, which is super convenient because then you don't ever have to worry about propane or topping it off or
anything.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Such a great design.
Yeah, it's been great.
Cool. And you found that's well, you just installed that, you said, this year?
No, so last year.
Oh, last year.
I got to use it for an entire winter.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, and that.
How is that for noise?
I am not sensitive to noise at all. I used to be a first grade teacher, so I noise doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
So the noise doesn't bother me. It is pretty loud from outside of my van, to be honest. When I've been parked next to other people, they're like, "It sounds like an airplane."
Wow.
But doesn't bother me. And it's really only loud when it's getting started, when it's on high. It has a thermostat, so once it reaches the temperature you set it to, it goes down to low, and then it just kind of maintains a quieter hum. But I'm probably not the best person to ask about noise, because I'm just not sensitive to it.
Sure, and I don't mean to dig into the minutia. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to Vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at Vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the Vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to Vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road.
It's my fault I've been crying.